In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Congress returns from its summer recess today, and just in time, the fiscal year runs out at the end of the month. That means the top priority for members is reaching a spending deal before then. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more from Washington.
The House and the Senate only have about a dozen working days to hammer out 12 separate spending bills. And with that tight timeline,
Congress is going to approach the budget in two different bites.
Tamara Fusil is the director for government affairs at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She says Congress will most likely
do a short-term bill that keeps the government open at the start of the fiscal year, and then they'll look to write full-year bills into the fall.
That short-term bill is called a continuing resolution and is pretty much normal. Jeff Holland is vice president of research at the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Over the past 21 years, there have been 117 of them. So it's been more than 20 years since all appropriations were passed on time.
Plus, doing it this way helps avoid that thing everyone wants to avoid, a government shutdown. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.